Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And you'll want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Acts, chapter 11. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Bible. And we're looking at the great men and women of the New Testament. And now we're looking at Peter in the New Testament and seeing why he was such a great apostle. Peter, an apostle that often stumbled and fell, but always got back up and continued to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And so we love what we read about Peter. And in our last class session, we were looking at Acts chapter 10, where Peter had gone into the household of Cornelius. And it tells us that when Peter was to preach the gospel to Cornelius, they had come to hear the words that Peter would say. And in Acts chapter 10, in verse 44, it says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them that heard the word." And then later Peter would say in Acts 10:47, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, because the Holy Spirit fell on the household of Cornelius before they were commanded to be baptized, many have concluded that you don't have to be baptized to be saved, that you can receive the Holy Spirit without baptism. Well, I'm going to show you that if reception of the Holy Spirit before baptism shows that you don't have to be baptized to be saved, then I'm going to show you that it would also be teaching then that you don't need to believe to be saved, and you don't need the gospel to be saved. And I'll show you this. You say, well, how can you do that? Well, in the next chapter, Peter is going to go over this, and it will make all things clear. Now, before we get to Acts chapter 11, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at this episode and this example of conversion here in Cornelius, where he received the Holy Spirit and then he was commanded to be baptized. Does that mean that he was saved before he was baptized? And did he receive the Holy Spirit because he was saved? Well, let me show you how Peter himself explained this in Acts chapter 11. It's the very next chapter. And here's what we read. "Now the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God." Now notice there, they'd received the word of God. And then in verse 2, Acts 11:2, "And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter began and expounded the matter unto them in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descending, as it were a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. And upon which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw the four-footed beast of the earth, and wild beast, and creeping things of the birds of the heaven. And I heard also a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath ever entered into my mouth. But a voice answered the second time out of heaven, What God hath cleansed, make not thou common. And this was done thrice, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, forthwith three men stood before the house in which we were, having been sent from Caesarea unto me, And the Spirit bade me go with them, making no distinction. And these six brethren also accompanied me. And we entered into a man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, Send to Joppa, fetch Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall speak unto thee words whereby thou shalt be saved. I want to stop right there. Look at that in Acts chapter 11 and verse 14. There it plainly says, Peter would speak unto him words whereby thou shalt be saved. These are the words of the gospel that Peter is going to preach unto him. And without the receiving of these words, Cornelius could not be saved. The salvation was dependent on these words, and their receiving these words. And so, Acts chapter 11 and verse 14, it says, they send for Peter, here it is, who shall speak unto thee words, whereby thou shalt be saved, thou and all thy house. Now verse 15, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even on us, at the beginning. Now notice what he said in verse 15. As I begin to speak. He didn't say while I was speaking. He didn't say in the middle of my speech. He did not say at the end of my speech. He said as I begin. Now we have Peter's sermon over here in Acts chapter 10. And we see what Peter was preaching. He begins in Acts chapter 10. And in verse 34, where he said, Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. Now that's how Peter began. He went on preaching through verse 35 and 36 and 37 and 38. But he didn't preach about salvation and the need to be saved by faith and the resurrection of the dead until we get way on down to verse 43. To him bear all the prophet witness, that through his name everyone that believeth on him shall receive remission of sins. Now that's Acts 10:43. And so that was while Peter was ending his speech. But it says in Acts chapter 11 and verse 15, As I begin to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even on us at the beginning. Now, if the Holy Spirit came upon the household of Cornelius in order to save them, then they were saved, not only without baptism, but without faith, and even without the words of the gospel. And that could not be, because it says in Acts 11:14 that he must speak to him the words whereby he should be saved. Well, then why did the Holy Spirit fall on the house of Cornelius? Why did it fall on him before he heard the gospel? Why did it fall on him before he believed? Why did the Holy Spirit come on him before he was baptized? It does not say that the Holy Spirit came to him to save him. The Holy Spirit came on Cornelius in a way that was very similar to the way the Holy Spirit came on the apostles on the day of Pentecost. And it did not come on the apostles on that day to save the apostles. They were already saved. They were already into the kingdom. And those that heard those words were added to them. They gladly received those words and were baptized. And there was added to them about 3,000 souls. Well, what was the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost in that manner? Well, it was to show to those who were gathered to hear the words that the things being spoken were of God. Okay, now let's go to the household of Cornelius. They go back and remember. Now that it says in Acts chapter 11 and verse 16, And as I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If God then gave unto them the like gift as he did also unto us when we believed on the Lord Jesus, who was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, Acts 11 and verse 18, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life. Well, what was the effect of the Holy Spirit coming on the household of Cornelius? In the day of Pentecost, it was to convince the hearers. But in the household of Cornelius, it was to convince the speakers. You see, Peter and those who had come with him did not realize that the gospel was for the Gentiles in the manner it was for the Jews. And when they saw that the Holy Spirit came on Cornelius and his household, it convinced them. And knowing that the gospel then was for them, Peter commanded them to be baptized. Those in the household of Cornelius are saved just like those Jews on the day of Pentecost. They heard, believed, repented, and were baptized. Now we have further evidence of this because Peter is going to tell this event again. And we read about this in Acts chapter 15. The Jews had a hard time accepting the Gentiles into the church. And in Acts chapter 15 and verse 1, it says, "Certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, saying, Except ye be circumcised after the custom of Moses, ye cannot be saved." Well, they went to Jerusalem to hear these things out in Acts chapter 15 and verse 4. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they rehearsed all things that God had done with them. But there arose up a certain sect of the Pharisees who believed, saying, "It was needful to circumcise them, to charge them to keep the law of Moses." Well, enter Peter. The apostles and elders gathered together to consider the matter, Acts 15 and verse 6. And when there had been much questioning, Peter rose up and said unto them, "Brethren, you know that a good while ago God made choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why make you trial of God, that you should put a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But if we believe that we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, in like manner as they." Notice, they had to hear the word of the gospel and believe. So as Peter began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then they heard the word of the gospel, and they believed. And thus they were saved by the grace of God. But don't think they believed only. Notice what Peter says, "cleansing their hearts by faith." Acts chapter 15 and verse 9. But Peter later wrote an epistle, and we read in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, "saying, ye have purified your souls in obedience to the truth, unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Put all this together, and what do we have? Peter comes to the household of Cornelius, and he begins to speak the words of the gospel to them. As he begins to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them which heard the word. And Peter continued preaching, and he preached unto them the gospel of Jesus Christ and of his resurrection. Hearing that, they believed, and believing, they glorified God, and spake in tongues by that power of the Spirit that had come upon them. And so Peter commanded them to be baptized. Those that received the word were baptized, and then they were added unto them. And then it says, "We shall be saved even as they." We are to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and obey the gospel to be saved. And that means to put him on in baptism.